the KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Heidi Miranda joins us. She is the author of the book Transformed, which by the end of our conversation, you'll be well informed about. Heidi, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, to a certain degree, this is a little bit family joining us. Heidi and her husband, Philip, both left New Mexico not long ago and are residing in California. I worked side by side with your husband at the radio ministry at Calvary Church Albuquerque for a time when he was working on sales and development there. He's gone on to another career and has done well. And we hope you and Philip and the rest of the Mirandas are well settled in California. How long has it been now?
Thank you. It's been about 4 years now since we moved out to California.
All right. Well, you guys are missed, but we're happy. Things are well. And, you know, I'll go to the Christian cliche, you might say, right? If we don't see you when you come back to visit, we'll see you here, there, or in the air when our Savior comes for us. But appreciate the time you've taken to let us know about your journey and walking through the project that is Transformed. What triggered the, you know what, I got to write this book? How did it all start?
Well, I have always kind of had it in my heart to write children's books, but it was kind of just something in the back of my mind. And every once in a while, I would come up with an idea and keep it in my head. But a couple of years ago, my own kids were kind of struggling with social emotional development. And I kept looking for books, trying to find, you know, what are some things that I can do to help them with this? And there are books out there for social emotional development, but a lot of them are not Bible based. And so God just really put it on my heart, like, you have this information, you know what you want to share with your kids. Why not turn it into a book? And then not only will it help your own kids, but it can help other, you know, children all over the world that have these same struggles.
Okay. Now you mentioned your kids, how many and what ages?
So we are a blended family. So we have 4 kids all together. My husband was a single dad raising his daughter. So she's 26 now. And then we have 3 kids together. So they are 13, 10, and almost 9. And our 26-year-old, she actually has 2 kids as well. So her kids are 7 and 4. And I have them with me most of the time. Their mom is a super busy mama, so I help out with their care a lot.
Oh, and I can't tell you how much, just knowing you and knowing Phil, how great it is. And I know his daughter. And to know that Christ is being poured into that part of the next generation. But back to Transformed, a book really designed to be a devotional book for kids. And it sounds like your kids and grandkids, you know, fit right into the demographic of what you intended. Although you say it's 12, it can be used for, you know, younger or older children. Let's talk about how you set up the chapters and what you hope to, and you know, what you intended for readers to get from Transformed.
Okay. So while God was kind of laying this on my heart, Romans 12, 1 and 2 kept coming into my mind, thinking about being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And I really wanted to impress that on the kids who read this book and who use this as a devotional. So Transformed kept going through my mind and thinking, like, yes, we want to be transformed. And then I decided, in order to make it more accessible for kids to understand, to break that word up and make it into an acronym. And the acronym stands for each step of becoming transformed. And as they read the book, they're introduced to characters throughout the book whose name starts with that letter. And then that character will teach them how to do that step. So, for example, the first chapter is Tony takes a deep breath. And so it talks about the importance of taking a deep breath, but then they also have Bible verses that go along with that to help them understand what God says about that.
Oh, Heidi, what are you doing writing the Word of God on our kids' hearts? And what a blessing that is. Yeah. So if you didn't catch that, T, transformed, T, first chapter, Tony takes a deep breath. Rachel recognizes her feelings. Alex accepts responsibility, on and on. It introduces each new chapter and actually explains that next step of becoming transformed. How much of your own transformation did you feel was poured into this?
So that's what was really neat about it, is because when you're writing a book, you, especially when you're writing a Christian book or something that's going to be used as a devotional, you are also studying the Bible along with it. So that means I was studying the Bible and I was finding verses that applied to each one of these steps. And the thing about being transformed is, of course, it doesn't stop, even though this book is focused kind of on the 8 to 12 age range. The book doesn't stop for, I mean, that concept doesn't stop for adults as well. So yeah, for me, I was remembering, oh, it is so important for me to take a deep breath. It's important for me to recognize my feelings, but not only that, but to tell God how I'm feeling. And the accepting responsibility part. Our response is our responsibility, is something that it says in the book. And for me as a parent to remember, okay, it's okay for me to be upset, but my response is my responsibility. So so it just helped me to remember that I need to live a transformed life as well.
Yeah, I learned that later in life. You don't need to be angry and loud and mean and ugly to be right.
Exactly.
When dealing with the kids, take a deep breath, count to 10 or 20 or 30. And you know, something else that you said resonated. I think anyone and everyone who's ever served in children's ministry is going, you know, what you said resonated in that, you know, I think many people seek out to serve in ministries like that. And, well, it's, you know, it's simple teachings. I'll spend time with kids and going through whatever curriculum's prepared. But how often it is that we as adults, when we take the time to share with our kids the truths found in Scripture at any level, that it is us returning to Scripture. And like you said, it brought you to study and it brought you to practice, and practice makes permanent, and it writes it on our hearts. And what a great opportunity for kids not only to be built up, but parents and grandparents, aunts, uncles, big brothers and sisters to spend time together in a book like Transformed, where you're walking through the truths of Scripture together. And really, it becomes somewhat of a study, a devotional for kids and the rest of the family. Putting that on, like this was your intention, but you know what, let's talk about that. What was your intention, and what let's even more so, what are your hopes as, family members maybe pick this up and consider it as a gift, this season, you know, as they go to wherever they find their favorite books?
Well, I honestly just hope that it can help parents and grandparents or whoever it might be able to have those hard conversations with their children about what does it mean to be transformed and what does it mean to be aware of who God wants us to be. And sometimes it's so hard to be able to put those things into words and to put those things into a conversation that is child friendly. And so I'm hoping that this book makes that easy for parents and grandparents or whoever might buy this for their child to be able to just have those conversations. And for kids, you know, if it's focused on that 8 to 12 range, they're launching into being teenagers soon. And So before they hit that those teenage years, to have that scripture written in their hearts and to be able to launch into those years already knowing what it means to be transformed.
Yeah, you know, I left this out. I don't want to leave it before we put a bow on our conversation. Along with the scripture memory and life lessons, there's activities that are included as a follow-up. Can you go into some detail about that?
Yeah. So part of the information given for the students and for the parents and whoever's reading it is that we want to be able to practice these things while we feel good. So I always say, you know, like practice taking a deep breath when you're not upset. So that way, when you are upset, you already know how to do it. Because when something is going on, or when emotions are high, or when you have to make a big decision, if you haven't already practiced these things while you're feeling good and while things are going well, then when things are hard, you're not going to be able to have those tools. So the activities are just fun ways to use these tools. So for the take a deep breath one, there are just fun games in there, like blowing through straws, stuff like that, that just practices, it gets their body used to taking deep breaths. And then for recognizing your feelings, it talks about putting your hand on your heart and putting a finger on your head. So you're touching your heart, you're asking, what are my feelings? And also, what are my thoughts that are going on at this time? Just recognizing them and then making a list of them. So that way, when something is hard, so, you know, right now I feel good, I feel happy, I feel excited about my book. So, but later, if I don't have good feelings, I can be like, oh yeah, I remember, I know how to name my feelings.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate, Heidi, that you had the thought of all of these things and put it to paper and bound it and got it in a form that we can share with others. It's called Transformed, a book designed to be a devotional book for kids around the ages of 8 to 12, but can be younger, could be older, and a great opportunity for family to spend time together in those devotions, even perhaps, and walking through some of those activities. And Heidi, so much appreciate the work and effort that you put into this. And I appreciate your love for not only the body of Christ, for those who don't know him yet, maybe this is an opportunity to share with someone who needs to know Christ. Look forward to having you on again. Please pass our best on to Phil and the rest of the Mirandas, and wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.